You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, daily edition, closing out the weekend here with basketball on this November 28th, 2021 here. And this is about Kansas State women's basketball. I'm recording this slightly after the men's game, which that will be up sometime tomorrow as well. So the Purple Project Podcast, all about Kansas State athletics. For those of you new to the podcast, Kansas State Wildcats here in Manhattan, Kansas, Kansas State University. Well, yesterday, obviously volleyball happened last night. Yesterday, there was another game in Brandwood yesterday, early in the morning. That was Kansas State basketball there, off to a very slow start against their opponent, Northwestern State, from the Southland Conference there. But the bench woke K-State up. The women's basketball team there then took care of business from the second quarter on there to take care of Northwestern State yesterday, 70-36 there. And the bench played a big factor in this game. And of course, Jeff Mini said in his post-game presser there that he was very pleased about the effort of the bench there after a very, in particular, slow start in this one. And then he goes on here to say, I just felt like I came out ready. Actually, let's see. Yeah, sorry about that. So I didn't want to quote the wrong player on that. But K-State anyways goes to 6-1. And then the bench points again played a big factor. They almost pretty much produced half the points for the starters. 36 points. That's what you need. K-State women's basketball team can get that kind of production. I mean, it's a guessing game in this stage here where you don't know what you're going to get. Obviously, you know what you're going to get from Sundell in a local league, but you can get that type of production. Obviously, the Glenn twins are on that. Jada Moore had a big game yesterday as well. I'll get to that here momentarily, but you get this type of production. I mean, you're going to get somewhere, at least in the conference anyways. I mean, if you get consistent play from the bench here, you're going to be in a lot of ball games. So this is a good sign. I mean, you can, obviously, I've said it in the past, dailies of the Triple P, where and even Alex said this as well, Alex Aiden McCose, you need more. Obviously, you're going to get Ioka Lee, her numbers involved, and now you have a talented young freshman in Serena Sundell, who's been really, really good here to start of the year. I've said that pretty much every time as I usually do recapping these things. So you can get a Taylor Lauterbach, a Jada Moore, a Bradley Glenn, who's been really good as well. And you're gonna win some games. You're gonna really win some games as well. And after the first quarter, they only shot 21% after the first quarter, which is a 13-11. They trailed by two against Northwestern State right there as well. And by the way, a double-double update on Ioka Lee. Yeah, she keeps it going. She had a game high 15 points, holding 11 rebounds, make that fifth consecutive double-double for Ioka Lee. She's on it, baby. So there's that as well here. And then at least four girls that were on double digit figures last night. I just say not last night. Yesterday as well. Emily Ebert had herself a game too last night as well, getting one of the quotes from her, chatting about her rebounding, quote, "I just felt comfortable, but we talked a lot about just doing our job today, so I was just focused on that it was my job rebounding. I was trying to find the ball wherever it was, and she did that. Emily Ebert has been really good too, up in that front court as well, helping out Ayoko Lee as well. Jada Moore, again, had a big game yesterday. She said, yeah, she talked about her performance last night. I just felt like I came out ready and prepared. I knew this game. Coach Mitty talked a lot about getting steals and taking risks, and that was my main focus, just being ready to shoot and do whatever I needed to do. So being able to focus, able to score off steals was very helpful in that area as well. So sounds like, again, do your take stealing a page here from stealing a page from oh man, I'm drawing a blank here. Bill Belichick, there we go on that. Do your job and everything will take care of itself as well. Ayoko Lee, obviously here, let's see if I can look at the right column here. 50 points, as we said as well. If you're wondering about Serena Sundell, only 4 points last night in this game. So definitely, if you one of your main horses can't get it done or struggling, Sundell up until this point really struggled yesterday, then it's up to the bench to get it done. And that's where Jada Moore comes in. 13 points yesterday, from 6 of 12 from the field yesterday. Emily Ebert also added, as I'm looking on here, actually, she came off the bench. So usually, she came off the bench like yesterday. So Emily Ebert, usually a starter for Jeff Mitty. Jeff Mitty switching things up a little bit here in the early moments of the non-conference schedule there. Emily Ebert, 12 off the bench yesterday as well. I'm looking on here, Taylor Lauterbach added 8, Laura Mackey had 2 points. Rebecca Dollinger in 19 points only had a point in this game. Starters yesterday were Ayoko Lee, Simone Goodrich, the Glenn Twins, and Serena Sundell yesterday afternoon. And Bram was there. But at K-State, you know, you sacrifice something for something there. And that's very interesting there. Emily Ebert, you know you'll get production from her there. Jada Moore, you get something like that. From her, a stat line like that from Jada Moore, yeah, you're going to be okay there as well. K-State, though, advance goes now to 6-1 after rolling after a slow start in the first quarter, 70-36 over Northwestern State. Their next opponent is actually North Dakota State tomorrow night back in Bramlage. So, again, K-State will have another game to kind of work on things here. Iron out, obviously, the showdown with the number one team in the country, and I can't name the coach for South Carolina, the USA women's coach over there, the showdown with number one team in the nation, South Carolina Gamecocks, looming in the wings on Friday, this upcoming Friday. Ooh, that's gonna be, I think that's in South Carolina. So that obviously I don't want to look far too far, but that's going to be something. I'm looking forward to the challenge there after what K-State did against NC State, hanging with them. They put South Carolina in that program. Dawn Staley, there it is. Dawn Staley, the head coach over there. I really like her. I've been actually a fan of her for quite a while now. Actually, so that's gonna be a tough challenge over there. I know I look to lead the folks. We'll see. I mean, I don't want to count the chickens too early here. That's gonna be interesting. I look to lead. I don't want to jinx it, but I'm gonna go ahead and roll with it anyways. She get a double double tomorrow night. Yeah, it really sets up the stage here. I don't know what happened game between them tomorrow and Friday. I'm pretty sure they don't there, but hey, I mean, you gotta get it while you can, and you can get that type of production from the bench. You gotta take advantage of it, and that's what K-State did yesterday, winning over Northwestern State, the Purple Project Podcast. Yeah. wherever you get your podcasts. Apple Podcasts, we're on Spotify, Amazon, Audioboom, and more. The Purple Project Podcast heading to the last couple of days of November. That's going to put a buck in this for right now. Eddie Greer III, appreciate you guys for listening to the podcast. If you're not a subscriber to the Purple Project Podcast, please tell your friends to subscribe to the podcast, folks. So a lot more content on its way, obviously, here in the next coming days as well. Hopefully, I'm shooting for 2 episodes, 1 solo, and then, of course, which is part of the weekly edition. And then, of course, me and Alex get together for another weekly podcast before I do some basketball towards the end of the week, talking about Flint Hills basketball. Right now, that's going to do it for me. This is the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!